you know, we've had a little bit of, you know, different combinations at times, you know, and that's to be expected. And the one thing about coming off the bench or being is being ready. You know what I mean? You never know when your number's going to be called or what combination is going to be out there. So with us, we just got to go out there and play hard, you know, try to change the momentum, the tempo of the game. And, you know, regardless of the teams behind or if they need somebody to go out there and extend what they did.
When you come to a new team, how long does it usually take you to get comfortable with your new teammates?
About 2 to 3 hours. No, I'm joking. But, you know, it's all a process, you know, with me, especially being the point guard. You know what I mean? Learning a new system myself, but then also making sure that other guys are in place so that we can go out there and play Brooklyn that basketball. So for me, it normally takes, you know, about a week to 2 weeks to actually kind of get the calls understood. For me to actually know what I'm doing, to go over it in my mind, to you know, not have to be, you know, kind of, you know what I mean? So I can be able to direct others, you know, if need be.
You've had to defend Lionel Hollins' system when he was in Memphis. What do you remember from just defending Conley and defending Conley?
I remember a lot of misdirection pick and rolls.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot of duck-ins. You know, Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph, those guys were, you know, tremendous. Ducking in, also making plays, feeding the post. And with all that action they created, it allowed Mike Conley to kind of get in the lane and shoot his floaters or wreak havoc like he likes to do as far as penetrating. So it definitely wasn't something I look forward to guarding, let you know that. But yeah, I'm happy his shoes on the other foot now.
Does it sort of rely on the big guys being able to pass?
I think within that scheme, because Mark was so good at it, you know, we have guys here that can, you know, definitely pass the ball as well. KG, whenever we go small, we play AK at the four, or Mills at the four. They're definitely guys that can, you know, definitely go out there and make some plays for us. It looks pretty good, man. Well, not pretty good. He looks damn good. Let me not say that. You know, in great shape. It doesn't seem like he has any restrictions at all with his ankles. You know, with me, I had ankle surgery after my rookie year, and the one thing with me was, like, always getting elevation on my jump shot. And, you know, it doesn't seem to be bothering him at all. You know, I don't know how many dunks we're going to see from him this season, but, you know, other than that, he's done a good job. You know, defending on the perimeter, really, really pushing the pace. You know, he's been what I thought he was going to be, you know, that we've known each other since high school. He's always been that top-notch, high-quality type guy, and I expect for him to be that, you know, throughout this whole season.
Have you seen from Mason so far?
Mace, he's going out there playing hard, man. You know, trying to establish himself as a physical presence out down there in the paint. Definitely making a name for himself in this league. Obviously coming off a you know, successful rookie season, then going into the summer getting a gold medal. The experience I think he's obtained over this year, year and a half, you know, has been crucial for him. You know, he can go out there and just, you know, keep his confidence high and just let him know that we're behind him.
Talked about his jump shot, trying to take his jump shot when it's open out there. What about that as a teammate, trying to make sure you encourage him out there to take his jump when it's open, I guess?
Hey, man, nobody knows anybody's game better than the person themselves. So if that's a shot he thinks he's comfortable with and he's making it, obviously we're going to pass it to him, and we just need him to do his part, knocking the shot down. Oh, we call him Bogey. Bogey's done well, man. You know, coming in and transitioning into that shooting guard spot isn't easy at all. He's done a good job as far as spacing the floor for guys like Darren and Brooke, as well as Joe. Allowing them to be able to, you know, be put in one-on-one situations because he shoots the ball so well. Then, you know, also defensively. You know, everybody thought it might be a bit of a struggle for him. Being in this league, you know, you're not allowed to hand check and touch. And, you know, he's been out there and guarding with the best of them. So, you know, I'm looking forward to Bogey just hitting the ground running come Tuesday or Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah. Man, I think we can be, you know, really, really good. I think we can go out there. We have the ability to go out there and change the tempos of games, you know, at a moment's notice. Like I said, regardless if, you know, we got to go out there and add to what the starters did, being they gave us a nice cushion, or, you know, picking up the pace. You know, if there's a little bit of a malaise over the game, we can go out there and kind of, you know, add that fire that, you know, the game may need at that particular point. Good.
No problem.
I'm back.